Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The center fielder, Hal Epps. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Frank Demery. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Mancuso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sig Jakuki. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Sig Jakuki. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Don Ross. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Newhouser. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal Newhouser. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is called out on strikes. One out. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Epps moves to third. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Swift for a passed ball. Epps scores. McQuinn moves to second. It's 1-0, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McQuinn scores. Stevens moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Browns. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge catches it and throws to first to double up Hefner. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kramer. The throw from Mancuso and he is safe. Kramer steals second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newhouser fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sig Jakuki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jack Hukey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Neuhauser fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Epps takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Epps moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stevens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Epps scores. McQuinn goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Browns. Joe Orrell now pitching. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 1 in the game. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Orrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Stevens moves to third. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Krivic. The throw from Swift and he is safe. Krivic steals second. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stevens scores. Krivic moves to third. It's 5-0, Browns. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 1 in the game. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Orrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Christman moves to second. Two outs. Sig Jackuki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackuki is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jackuki hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Orrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hefner hits a fly ball into right field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayo hits a fly ball into center field. Epps settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 0 in the game. with a walk. Kramer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Krivic. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Orel moves to third. Rudy Yurk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yurk is 0 for 1 in the game. Yurk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Orel scores. Kramer scores. It's 5-2, Browns. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 2. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 2 in the game. Gutteridge takes first base on ball 4. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Epps strikes out. There goes Gutteridge. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gutteridge. The throw from Swift and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Gutteridge scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McQuinn hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mayo fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Mayo. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 2 in the game. Demery hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Demery reaches second base with a double. Stevens goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, Browns. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Krivic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Demery scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-2, Browns. Chief Hoxett now pitching. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Christman takes first base on ball 4. Krivic moves to second. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 2 in the game. Mancuso hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Outlaw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 1 in the game. Ross hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Demery. Swift reaches second base with a double. Outlaw moves to third. Chief Hoxett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoxett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Outlaw scores. Two outs. It's 8-3, Browns. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Tigers 3. The Browns will come to bat. Sig Jakuki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jakuki is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jakuki hits a fly ball into right field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gutteridge hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Kramer who is chasing the ball. Gutteridge reaches third base with a triple. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Epps hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hogsett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McQuinn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayo is called out on strikes. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kramer hits a line drive into center field. Epps settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. York hits a fly ball into left field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Tigers 3. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Demery takes first base on ball 4. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Krivic hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Christman is hit by the pitch. Demery moves to second. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-3 in the game. Mancuso is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Stevens. Outlaw moves to second. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-2 in the game. Ross hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Outlaw scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-4. Browns. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Tigers 4. The Browns will come to bat. Sig Jakuki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jakuki is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jakuki hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Gutteridge is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Epps takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Epps moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Chief Hogsett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogsett is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hogsett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hefner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-3 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Tigers 4. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Demery hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Krivic hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Christman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Christman reaches second base with a double. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-4 in the game. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Milt Burns now playing left field. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. York hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-3 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jakuki fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Outlaw hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Krivic, who is chasing the ball. Outlaw reaches third base with a triple. Higgins goes all the way around to score. It's 8-5 Browns. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ross hits a fly ball into center field. Epps settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Tigers 5. The Browns will come to bat. Sig Jakuki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jakuki is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jakuki hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Gutteridge strikes out. Two outs. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Epps strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Swift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Chuck Hostetler pinch hits for Chief Hogsett. Chuck Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hefner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.